Open your Bible sa John 3, 1 to 15. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said this to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Let's pray. So Father, Panginoon Ama, we pray for your help today. Open our eyes, our heart to believe your word, the word of Jesus. In Christ's name, amen. Alam niyo ba na ang Pilipinas ay one of the most religious countries sa buong mundo? I think second tayo. Ang religion is so important sa bawat Pilipino. 93% po ng population ng Pilipinas believe in heaven. 93, almost 100%, ano? Majority ng Pilipino ay professing Christian. We are considered the only Christian nation in Southeast Asia. Yung population po na yan, 86% ay Catholic, 6% Christian cult, yung mga kulto, 2% Protestant, 4% other religion, Muslims, and others. All this population believe in heaven, believe in afterlife. And ang iba't ibang religion na to, they have their own way paano makapunta sa heaven. Whether we admit po or not sa ating sarili, alam natin na there is something inside of us nagsasabi sa atin na there is more than sa life na to. There is more than this present life. Almost lahat po ng religion sa buong mundo, universally ay merong belief sa afterlife. Ayon sa pag-aaral, even ang mga tribo na nasa jungle, sa kaloob-looban ng jungle, ay meron silang belief of a higher being, a deity, isang Diyos na they are trying to please. Nag-o-offer sila ng kung ano-ano, animals or whatever, because they believe, even sa loob ng jungle. And almost lahat po ng religion na ito or belief na ito addresses paano ma-appease, ma-please ang Diyos and how to be right with God. Ultimately po, yan din po ang most important question ng buhay mo. How can you be right with God? Or sa ating common terminology, how can I enter heaven? Alala ko nung bata ako, may tanong, pag namatay ka, saan ka pupunta? Of course, you want heaven because meron tayong idea what heaven looks like and what hell looks like. I will use po yung word na heaven, salvation, eternal life, kingdom of God na interchangeably. So, huwag po kayo makonfuse. I want you to ask this question po sa sarili nyo now. How can you enter heaven? How can you enter yung loving presence ng Diyos, ang banal na Diyos? knowing na you are not holy. You are sinners. Or if you believe na you're going to heaven, ang question is, ano ang assurance mo? Are you sure? Ang passage po natin will help us answer that important question sa buhay natin. How can we be right with God? Ano ang pwede nating gawin para maging tama sa banal na Diyos? Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa John 3, 1 to 15. For us to understand, let me give you ng background ng ating passage. Ang book of John po ay about salvation, about going to heaven, about reconciliation sa Diyos. Yan po ang overall theme ng book of John. At sinagot ng book na ito ang question na, who is Jesus? Ano ang reason bakit siya pumunta dito? And ang purpose ni Jesus sa pagpunta niya rito, sa, according to John 3:17, is salvation to the world. Ang result ng salvation is eternal life. Paulit-ulit po natin makikita sa book of John. And John wrote ang purpose sa pagsulat niya ng book na ito sa John 20 verse 31. Ang sabi ni John, these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. That life is eternal life. Sa book na ito, John presented Jesus as the Messiah and Jesus is God. Nag-start po ang book ng John, Jesus is God from the beginning, John 1 verse 1 to 3. At nag-end po, ang ending ng John, kikita natin na John is presenting Jesus as God. And ang Diyos na ito ay naging tao, John 1 verse 14. Jesus is the promised Messiah, yan po yung laman, who takes away the sin of the world, John 1 verse 29. And John 1 verse 41, sabi ni Andrew, we found the Messiah, which means Christ. And the rest of the book po, i-affirm ang sinabi ni Andrew. They found the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. And then makita po natin sa chapter 2, yung first sign ni Jesus na ni-record ni John. Marami pa po siyang miracles and signs, pero pinili ni John kung ano yung mga i-record niya. And nakita natin yung cleansing ng temple, tinaob ni Jesus, yung mga table, and unti-unti po yung people, yung tao nagkakaroon ng interest sa kanya. They follow Jesus because na-amaze sila. Some authoritative itong mga ginagawa ni Jesus, teaching ni Jesus, yung sinasabi niya, yung action niya, yung miracles or signs na ginagawa niya. Maraming sumunod sa kanya because of amazement. But look how Jesus responded to these people sa ending po ng chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. Sabi ron, many believe in Jesus' name dahil sa mga signs, pero hindi pinaniwalaan ni Jesus. Hindi inaccept ni Jesus yung faith, profession ng faith na yun o belief na yun. Sabi ron, for the reason na, because Jesus knew all people. Jesus knew what was in man. And here sa chapter 3, from Jesus' encounter sa big crowd, now He met a man. Jesus knew what was in man and now there was a man. Nicodemus. A man at his best. A model ng kabanalan, ng religion. A well-known, respected man, Nicodemus. Makikita natin yan sa chapter 4, yung mga encounter ni Jesus sa individual na tao. From a highly respected man, chapter 4, from the woman at the well, na immoral, outcast sa community. Makita natin every aspect ng life ng tao ma-encounter ni Jesus. And this very religious, respected man, tinuruan ni Jesus the only way to heaven. Yan po ang big idea ng ating sermon today. No one earns heaven. The only way is being born again by the sovereign act of God based on the finished work of Christ. You cannot work your way to heaven. There's only one way, by the act of God being born again on the basis of what Christ has accomplished. That's the idea po ng pari. Yan ang idea nating sermon. And ang ating passage, binigyan tayo ng tatlong truth about entering the kingdom of God, about entering heaven. Anong mga truth na ito? There is a wrong way to heaven, verses 1 to 2. And there's only one way to heaven, verses 3 to 12. And there is a basis para makapunta sa heaven, 13 to 15. Let's see the wrong way to heaven. Look at verses 1 and 2. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Stop muna tayo doon. Kilalanin natin si Nicodemus. Kagaya nung nabasa natin sa chapter 2, this is right after nasabihin ni Jesus na Jesus knew all men and did not entrust himself. Kasi alam ni Jesus what is inside a man. Ang kanilang belief ay superficial belief. Hindi saving belief. Just an amazement or curiosity lang. Namangha sila kay Jesus kaya sumusunod. And contextually, Nicodemus ay part na those people that professes ng superficial belief. And Jesus refused to accept ang profession ng belief of trust ni Nicodemus. Look at verse 1 again. Nicodemus is a Pharisee. Ano ba yung Pharisee na yan? Ibig sabihin po ng Pharisee, ang word na ito is separated. Separated one. They separate themselves. Dahil sobrang yung devotion nila to be right with God, to follow God's rule or God's law, ay sobrang zilo sila. Ayaw nilang mabahiran ng kasalanan. They separate themselves, even from their own family. Sobrang zealous po ito sa devotion. Merong mga around 6,000 Pharisees lang po that time. Elite po ang group na ito. And alam natin na meron tayong idea about Pharisee dahil nabasa natin sa gospel na negative. Na ito yung kalaban ni Jesus. But during those times po, ang mga Pharisee is sila admirable. Sobrang discipline nila to obey the law. Banal ang mga tao na to. Pag nakita mo to na walang kapintasan ka makikita rito. Nicodemus was a man na halos wala kang makikitang bahid ng kapintasan. Very religious man, believer ng Bible, live his life according to every letter ng law. He knows ang Old Testament Bible from cover to cover. Highly educated and intellectual ang tao na ito. Very successful man. Highly respected. Parang ito yung pangarap natin, ano? We all want to be like Nicodemus. All things are going well sa buhay. People look up to you. Ang dahil mong alam sa Bible. Look at verse 1 again. He was a leader of the Jews. He was a member po ng Sanhedrin na tinatawag. Sanhedrin po ay grupo ng mga grupo of mga 70, 71 na men, including high priest po. They rule po ang nation ng Israel under a Roman governor. They are the leaders ng Jews. Nicodemus was part ng elite group ng Israel. Talon tayo sa verse 10. Sabi, Nicodemus is the teacher of Israel. Yung definite article na di or the teacher indicates na si Nicodemus ay teacher ng mga teacher, the master teacher. Doctor of theology, si Nicodemus. Ang dami niyang alam sa Bible. Hindi lang siya a teacher, the teacher. And this man knows ang kanilang Bible. And ang mga Pharisee, mga religious leader, meron silang expectation. Alam nila ang theology, ang book nila, na one day, the kingdom of God will come. The rule, the reign of God will come. May establish ulit. They're expecting for this. Meron silang mga signs na paano nila malalaman na darating na ang kingdom. They were expecting po ang kingdom of God. Kung meron ka pong tanong sa theology that time, puntahan mo si Nicodemus. He's the man. He's the man pagdating sa scripture. Very impressive. Highly accomplished man. Now look at verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night. Why night? Importante. Bakit binanggit pa ni John ng night? Common po sa book of John ang contrast. Ginagamit niya po yung mga contrast. night and day, light and darkness. Sabi sa chapter 1, Jesus is the light. And ang sangkatauhan is in darkness. Night and day. Ginagamit po ito metaphorically sa moral or spiritual darkness, yung word na night. So marami po interpretation ng night, pero I believe po na John intentionally po ginamit yung metaphoric word na night. Na ang sinasabi ni John dito is, this religious man, with a great credentials and confidence and knowledge ng Bible, who thinks he knows the kingdom of God, in reality is in darkness. He's lost. Look how he approached Jesus. Verse 2 again. Rabbi, or teacher, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God with him, in him. So to call Jesus Rabbi, ito pa mayroong respect po si Nicodemo dito. Because we know, Jesus, 30 years old lang dito, he's a carpenter. And hindi po usual sa mga rabbi na tawagin ang isang tao na rabbi kung hindi talaga siya rabbi. Pero meron silang nakita kay Jesus na something special. Na-recognize ni Nicodemus yung teaching and signs ni Jesus. Undeniable. But this is supernatural. So Nicodemus recognized Jesus, rabbi. Pero what he sees Jesus is incomplete. Nakita niya si Jesus as someone na magtuturo sa kanya. Someone na he can learn from. Maybe, turuan mo ko Jesus, what else can I do to enter heaven? What else? To add something pa sa aking credentials. Maraming to learn more things. How to improve pa ang already better prestigious life niya. So this man, with his expertise and knowledge sa Bible, of all the miracles na nakita niya, of all the teachings na narinig niya, this man came with the conclusion na si Jesus is just a teacher. Nicodemus, a man of wealth, prominence, malaki ang influence, very religious, strictly obey the law of God, a man who seems to have everything, expertise ng Bible, looking forward sa kingdom of God. Impressive, admirable. Pero our passage tells us that this very impressive man who sincerely want to please God, sincerely working and earning his entrance to heaven, very strict and disciplined sa kanyang religious practices, kung makikita mo talaga itong mama na ito, sasabihin mo, this man is going to heaven. This man qualified for heaven. Pero sa kabila ng credentials niya, wala siyang assurance. Walang peace in his heart and mind. He is in spiritual darkness, blind and lost. Ang kanyang religion and everything he believed and stood for, hindi na-satisfy ang deep longing ng kanyang heart. He longs for entrance to heaven. He thought, alam niya, yung way to the kingdom of God. But he is in the wrong way to heaven. Wrong way. Parang sa Dubai, ano? Kamali ka lang ng yuta, layo-layo mo na sa pupuntahan mo. Wrong exit. Nicodemus, enter. The wrong exit, the wrong entrance, the wrong way, the wrong road. And hindi niya alam yun. Some of you believe na dahil Christian ang parents mo, you were raised up sa Christian home, Christian family, akala mo Christian ka na. Kabisado mo na ang mga songs natin. You sing and emotionally driven ka na. You assume you're a Christian. It doesn't make you a Christian. Hindi na i-inherit ang Christianity. Maybe you are here, regular ka na dito sa church. You are giving ng tithes and offerings. You are serving. You study the Bible consistently. You're a very nice person. Ikaw ang pinakamabait at matumatulungin na tao na alam mo. But you can be lost in your niceness. Seminary student ka. You love theology. Pero if you think or believe na all these things can get you to heaven, kahit na sobrang sincere mo sa religious belief mo, wala tayong pinagkaiba kay Nicodemus. If we miss the central message ng Bible and Christianity, we are in the wrong way to heaven. Ang passage na ito is one of the most important passage ng Bible. It gives us clearly anong ibig sabihin na salvation belongs to the Lord. Friends, pause and think. Examine yourself. What truly gives you ng comfort and assurance na makakapasok ka ng heaven? With all honesty, ano po yung confidence natin? Ang problema po ng maraming Kristiyano is not lack of assurance. Ang biggest problem po ng mga Kristiyano is false assurance. Because you say a prayer one time in your life, because you grew up in a family, because this and this and this, I think I'm a Christian. That's a false assurance. No one earns heaven. Heaven is not based po sa human effort. Even your best sincere effort won't take you there. You may think or feel na you are getting closer and closer to heaven, but not. Yan po yung re-reveal ni Jesus kay Nicodemus. Going to our second point. Only way to heaven. Nakita natin ang wrong way to heaven. Tingnan natin, what's the only way to heaven? Look at verse 3. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus answered him. Wait. Wala akong nakitang tanong kay Nicodemus. Bakit Jesus answered him? It sounds awkward po, ano? Wala namang tanong si Nicodemus. Again, balikan natin yung chapter 2, verse 20 to 25. Jesus knew what was in man. Yung flattery, yung pagpupuri ni Nicodemus kay Jesus, yung approach niya, "Rabbi," sabi ni Jesus, "let's cut the chase. Hindi, I don't buy that yung mga ano mong yan." Hindi ang words ni Nicodemus ang sinagot ni Jesus. Alam ni Jesus ang greatest need ni Nicodemus. Jesus can see his heart and mind. Even right now, God sees your heart and mind. What is going on here? This man, Nicodemus, spent all his life working his way to God, earning his ticket to heaven. He was doing all the works para makapasok sa heaven. And as sinabi ni Jesus, "You think you are close to the kingdom. You are not. You can't even see, Nicodemus." Look at verse 3 again. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." We know yung word na cannot or can. The difference ng may and can. May is a word of permission. Remember nung grade school tayo, high school, "Mom, may I go out?" You're asking permission. The word na can or cannot is a word of ability. Ang sabi ni Jesus, unless you are born again, wala kang ability. Wala kang kakayanan. Wala kang pwede o kayang gawin to enter heaven. That's a strong answer from Jesus. Nicodemus, I'm addressing yung greatest need mo. I can see you, the inside of you. Truly, truly. Yung po ay, yung pong repetition ng truly, truly, or verily, verily, I say unto you. Ito po ay way ng emphasis.
Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito, Nicodemus, listen carefully. Napakahalaga ng sasabihin ko. Alam niyo, parang bata na, ano yung bata, ang hirap makuha ng attention. Hinawakan yung mukha. Hey, hey, look at me, listen to me. This is important. You don't want to miss this, Nicodemus. Yun po yung sasabihin ni Jesus. All your life, ito ang bilib mo, pero makinig ka sa akin, sobrang importante nito. You don't want to miss this. Pay attention. Listen carefully. Unless you are born again, you cannot even see the kingdom of God. Ang word na unless means condition. Ano po yung condition? You must be born again. Must is a strong word. Necessary. Unless nangyari ito, there's no way you can be right with God. What is born again? Meron tayong idea, no, common belief, na ang born again is a religion. Parang pag may kausap tayo, nagtanong, na-invite natin sa chat, ano ba yung church niyo, born again ba kayo? Yeah. Ano ba yung born again? Parang pag hindi ka Catholic, you are born again. Pag hindi ka ganito, you are born again. Ano ba yung born again? Ang born again po, meron terminology yung mga theologian dyan. Tinatawag po nila na regeneration. Generate. Ang idea po nito is starting all over again. New beginning. Naiintindihan po ni Nicodemus yan. You think you started already? You're in the race na? No, you need to start all over again. 100 kilometers na nalakad ni Nicodemus, sinabi na, no, you need to start again, back to start. What? So, this is devastating kay Nicodemus. Ang born again, yun po yung idea. A new life, a new nature, a new heart. Born again, literally, ang sa original language po is born from above. Born from above, or born from God. Which, kung babalikan natin yung chapter 1, verses 12 to 13, ang sabi ron, He gave you the right to become children of God, but not dahil sa iyong ability. Sabi sa verse 13, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. What Jesus is saying dito, unless God works in you, and tinransform ka niya into something, into a new person, unless God works in you in a new beginning, recreating you, a new person. Parang sinabi sa Corinthians, when you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Yun exactly ang kailangan mo, Nicodemus. The old, kailangan mawala. New must come. You cannot see the kingdom, Nicodemus. Anong response ni Nicodemus? Look at verse 4. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter second time into his mother's womb and be born? Clearly, Nicodemus is shocked po dito. And, alam natin, sabi ni Jesus, you're the teacher of Israel. Nicodemus is sharp. Educated po si Nicodemus. He is the teacher. I think hindi niya po tinetake to literally. Hindi ganun kahina ang kukote ni Nicodemus to take it literally. It's more of maring ego or pride. Natouch yung dignity ni Nicodemus na understood na Jesus was telling him, you need to start from zero. What you have done is useless. So parang napakahirap kay Nicodemus to accept this. You need to start all over again. And hipin na hindi appropriate para sa sabihin ni Jesus sa kanya yun. What, Jesus? You want me to give up everything nando? He boasts sa kanyang credentials that he worked all his life. Remember, he is a Jew. Chosen people of God. He is children of Abraham. They're so proud pag sinabing children of Abraham as you encounter sa John 8. Sinabi nila, hindi namin kailangan ng Savior, ng Redeemer, because we are children of God. Alam nila, ligtas na sila dahil sila ay children of Abraham. And to tell him na he needs a new life is parang insult na sa kanya to. Ang sabi ni Jesus, hindi mo kailangan ng better life o improved life o better morality, Nicodemus. You need a new life. And that new life, you cannot produce sa sarili mo. Ang requirements ng Diyos na new life, you cannot produce. But God can give. Hindi lang to clean up some dirt sa buhay mo, but totally transformation. Regeneration. Shocking kay Nicodemus. And Jesus answered him again in verse 5. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Ang verse 3 po, verse 5 ay pareho lang po. Pakikita natin yung parallel niya. Born again is same as born of water and the spirit. And makita natin yung see and enter the kingdom of God. May iba-iba pong view pagdating sa water and spirit. Some say ito daw ay spiritual at physical birth, pero it doesn't make sense. Some say ito daw ay baptism, gaya ng ginagawa ni John the Baptist, pero baptism does not produce new birth. Hindi po nakakaadang ang baptism sa salvation. Hindi necessary ang baptism sa salvation. So, I believe na ito ay further explanation ni Jesus kay Nicodemus, helping him to understand, ano ba yung born again? Okay, I will tell you ano yung born again. Born in the water and spirit. Jesus used in Old Testament symbolism. Nicodemus, you're the teacher ng Old Testament. You know ang Bible, cover to cover Old Testament. Then I will give you ng terminology na galing sa Old Testament. Alam mo dapat to, Nicodemus. Pamilyar si Nicodemus sa ceremonial and rituals pagdating sa purification and cleansing. Ang water po dito ay nagsisimbolize ng na nakagaya sa Old Testament ng purification and cleansing. And Nicodemus knows the new covenant promise. Ezekiel 36, 25 to 27. I will read. I will, God speaking, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Ang cleansing ay cleansing ng sin, impurities. Ang requirements ng Diyos ay perfectly clean and blameless, na Diyos lang ang pwedeng makagawa. Because God is so holy and perfectly righteous, no one can stand before God nang walang perfection. Sabi ni Jesus, you must be perfect because your Father in heaven is perfect. Only then you can stand before your God. So in order to enter the presence of God, you must be perfectly clean. Ang transformation na to, ang cleansing na to is not by human effort. Na-notice niyo yung mga I will, paulit-ulit. God's work. This is God's work. Sovereign work of God. And then as you look po yung verse 28 ng Ezekiel 36, ano po yung result na gagawin ng Diyos? Sabi sa verse 28, sa end, you shall be my people and I will be your God. It's a relationship. Restoration ng relationship. It's a covenant language. It's a new covenant promise ng Panginoon. You cannot obey the law. I will give you a new covenant. My people and my God is a covenant language. There is no other work to restore po ang relationship sa Diyos. Only God can do that. Yun po ang point ni Jesus. Even sa Old Testament, nandun na to, Nicodemus. It's a new covenant, same language. Jeremiah 31. Alam mo dapat to, Nicodemus. Now, look at verse 6. Again, Jesus is still trying to help Nicodemus to understand ang heaven. Sabi niya, okay, Nicodemus, I will explain pa sa'yo further. That which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Kasi sabi ni Jesus dito, Nicodemus, yung spiritual birth ay absolutely hindi kayang i-produce ng work ng flesh. Walang mag-over the barcode. Flesh, flesh, spirit, spirit. Walang mixture. It's either you're in the flesh or you're in the spirit. As simple as that, Nicodemus, sabi ni Jesus. What is required in the kingdom of God is a spiritual birth. We were spiritually dead before God by nature, sabi ni Paul, Ephesians 2. Because of the fall of man in Genesis 3, lahat namatay. Romans 5. Through one man, sin enters and death enters. Let's say possible. Let's say possible na makabalik tayo sa womb and ipanganak tayong muli, pero still the same. Flesh is flesh. Even 100 times kang bumalik sa womb and ipanganak muli, flesh is flesh. You cannot enter. You need spiritual birth. Ano pang explanation, Nicodemus, ang kailangan mo? You must be born again or born from God, spiritual birth. Nicodemus ay looking for more works to do and to enter heaven. So Jesus gave him a simple analogy. Nicodemus, kung maaalala mo, pinanganak ka sa mundo na to, wala kang participation. Hindi mo pinili ang magulang mo, hindi mo pinili ang date, ang oras, ang lugar kung saan ka ipapanganak, kung saan bansa ka ipapanganak. Wala kang control doon, Nicodemus. So, as the spiritual birth. Nicodemus, you are trying to work, asking me, paano ka makapot? No. I'm telling you clearly, Nicodemus. All over the scripture na binasa at pinag-aralan mo, it tells you na God can do that alone. You're trusting yourself, Nicodemus. Hindi mo kayang i-produce ang greatest need mo, Nicodemus. Only God provides ang solution. Probably natutulala na si Nicodemus dito. Shock na si Nicodemus. Look at verse 7. Sabi ni Jesus, Nicodemus, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Jesus is saying na, ang truth na ito should not be surprising sa iyo, Nicodemus. Do not marvel. You should expect ang truth na ito. You should know. Ito ang tinuturo mo. You're the teacher, ang scripture. You should know this. This is not something new, Nicodemus. Jesus explained further para maging clear kay Nicodemus na to be born again is something you cannot do. Look at verse 8. Ito ang tsura niya, Nicodemus. Look at verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Ang point ni Jesus dito, again, wala kang control, Nicodemus. Just like the wind. Hindi mo kaya i-manipulate ang wind. So as the work of the Spirit. Cannot control, cannot manipulate, cannot work your way. Transformation is beyond you, Nicodemus. Ganun din ang work ng Holy Spirit. None of us can control or understand or manipulate ang work na ito. Ito ay sovereign and supernatural act of God, the Holy Spirit. Maaaring ang question mo is, paano ko malalaman na I'm born again? Paano ko malalaman na ako isang Kristiyano, na tunay na Kristiyano? Sabi ni Jesus, you can hear the wind. Merong manifestation. Hindi mo kayang kontrolin, pero you can feel it. You can discern it. Look at verse 8 again. Yun yung sinabi ni Jesus. We cannot control ang work ng Spirit, but like the wind, we can hear. We can see ang result. New birth gives new heart. Yan ang regeneration. Ang unang nagbago sa atin is our inner being, our mind or our heart. Sabi ni Paul sa Ephesians 2, we were dead in sin. No ability to respond to the things of God. Sabi sa Ezekiel 36, by nature, meron tayong heart of stone. What is heart of stone? Inanimate object, not responding. Our heart by nature is not beating for God. Wala tayong natural affection to love God. Wala tayong inclination towards the things of God. Sabi ni Paul, by nature, we are children of wrath. Enemy of God. So, ang unang nagbabago sa atin is our affection towards God. It will be obvious. Makikita mo. Makikita ng ibang tao sa'yo. You can hear the wind. You can see ang manifestation. Pag binigyan tayo ng bagong puso ng Diyos, it will be evident. Iba na ang affection mo. You will start to love the things of God and hate the things that God hates. Na dating sin na baliwala sa'yo, unti-unti, even a simple lie, meron ka nang nararamdaman. I'm sorry, Panginoon. You started to hate sin. You started to hate immorality. You started to hate lies, cheating. You started to honor God every aspect ng life mo because you have a new affection. Is that a reality? Can you hear the wind? Is that a reality sa inyo? Sa atin? Do you have that reverence sa Diyos? Na even na marinig mo na parang binablaspheme ang Diyos, nasasaktan ka. Because you love God. Ang desire to obey God, to walk in His statue, is the result ng work ng Diyos. Not the other way around. And Nicodemus is in total shock kasi he got it in reverse. Ang akala niya, I will do these things for God para maging katanggap-tanggap ako sa Diyos. No. I have to do this for you, Nicodemus, sabi ng Diyos, so that you will do all those things because you love me. Totally different po, ano? Jesus repeatedly said, you cannot work your way to heaven, Nicodemus. No one earned heaven. You must be born again. Everything Nicodemus accomplished, lahat ng credentials, ng kanyang status, cannot earn anything to add sa kanyang pagpasok sa heaven. Look at verse 9. Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can these things be, Jesus? Hindi makapaniwala si Nicodemus. He missed. Hindi siya makapaniwala. I miss the important truth ng Bible, ng Scripture. I miss ang central message ng Bible that I studied all my life. To be born again para kay Nicodemus ay isang command, something to fulfill, something to do on his own. He is completely in darkness of night dito. That's how John describes him. You think you are in the light, you are in the dark. You miss it, Nicodemus. You got it wrong. You're in the wrong way, Nicodemus. Makita natin na Nicodemus is more of a head knowledge. No spiritual understanding. No affection towards God. It can be true ngayon sa ating lahat. You can study the Scripture, pero nag-i-stay lang dito. A head knowledge. You may know some technical, theological words and doctrines, pero parang intellectual exercise lang. It's a dangerous place to be. You can be hardened na akala mo dahil because you know a lot of things. I'm on my way to heaven. What is wrong with Nicodemus? Look at verse 11 and 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness of what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? You do not receive and you do not believe. Pareho ng meaning dito. At sinasabi ni Jesus, Nicodemus, hindi problema ang intellectual capacity mo to understand ang sinasabi ko. To understand ang Scripture. Nicodemus, hindi mo naiintindihan dahil you are refusing to believe.
Because you want to trust yourself instead of trusting God. Surrendering everything to God. Kagaya ang sinabi ni Paul. He is, maraming credentials si Paul, sabi sa Philippians 3. But nakita niya yon, all those accomplishments is rubbish comparing to knowing Christ. Until you come to the point na end of yourself, na sabi mo, wala akong kayang gawin, Panginoon. Doon mo lang maintindihan. Salamat, Panginoon, because you can do, you can give what you demand from me. Sabi niya, how do you expect me to tell you more heavenly things, Nicodemus? Hindi mo maintindihan ang sinasabi ko sa iyo. The problem, Nicodemus, is you do not believe. Yung unwillingness mo to believe. Yung to admit na you cannot do anything to earn your salvation. So Jesus repeatedly and strongly emphasized ang necessary condition to enter heaven. You must be born again. You don't have the ability to do that. Here is the man. A well-accomplished, religious, respected. He came to Jesus as teacher, someone that he can learn from. He sees Jesus as additional to his already prestigious credentials. Parang, ang ganda ng buhay niya, no? Okay ka na. Ganda ng buhay mo. It can be true din sa atin, ano? Ano pa ang kulang? Add some religion. Add some religion. Add Jesus. You have a good job, good family, loving yung asawa mo. You have a nice children, nice family. Everything's going well. You have a magandang status sa community. Ito na lang kulang. Add some religion. Add some Jesus in your life. That's how Nicodemus see Jesus. One author says, if you get it right kay Jesus, it's okay na magkamali ka sa mga minor things ng theology. But if you get it wrong about Jesus, everything else na naging tama sa pang-understanding mo is meaningless. You have to be right kay Jesus. So, hindi lang accessory si Jesus. Hindi better version ng life ang kailangan mo. Hindi improved morality. You need a new life that comes from God. Devastating kay Nicodemus. Bumagsak ang lahat ng hope ni Nicodemus. All that he worked for, all that he accomplished and learned, all the strict obedience at 600 plus na law, he spent all his life trying to be right with God. He thought that he was near to the kingdom of God. Sabi ni Jesus, you came to me na akala mo, you can see the kingdom of God. You think that you are near entering the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, here is the kingdom, Nicodemus. You are here. No. You're not even close, Nicodemus. You're not even close. You cannot even see, Nicodemus. No one earns heaven, Nicodemus. The only way is being born again by the sovereign act of God. Nakita natin dito si Nicodemus. He finds no satisfaction sa kanyang religion and devotion. He found no rest sa kanyang obedience sa law. Wala siyang hope sa lahat ng kanyang accomplishments. Wala siyang kapayapaan sa kanyang puso, sa isip, despite sa lahat ng meron siya. That is true even today. You may think na you are near to God dahil sa goodness and niceness mo and religion mo. All the things that you believe or do will never ever give you ng true hope and rest and assurance. Kahit ano pang gawin mo to clean up yourself, living a good life, a generally good life, if you are not transformed by God, you remain the same. Just a cover-up, a nice person. Nice person doesn't make you qualified to heaven. Jesus said, ang greatest need mo ay Diyos lang ang makakapagbigay ni Nicodemus. Cannot earn it. There's a wrong way to heaven, That is the one way to heaven, by being born again. Now the question is, how can God can simply transform us? What about our sin? What about God's justice and holiness? Pwede bang basta na lang baguhin tayo? Anong basis para tayong maging born again and enter the kingdom? Is that so simple ba? Baguhin na lang tayo magically? No. The answer is no. Then anong basis? Yun po yung last point natin. The basis of way to heaven. Look at verse 13 to 15. No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Jesus now introducing kay Nicodemus yung authority niya. Okay, I will give you my authority. I want you to see my authority, Nicodemus, so that you can rely sa aking sinasabi. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito, Nicodemus, ang lahat ng sinasabi ko sa'yo reliable. Listen to me. Bakit? Because I came from heaven. I am God, Nicodemus. God in the flesh. Gaya na sinabi ni John sa John 1:14. Nicodemus, ako ang nakakalam, ako ang mayroong true knowledge of heaven. Ano ang required ng heaven? And I'm telling you this now, Nicodemus. All the things that you know about going to heaven is wrong. I'm telling you this. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus to Nicodemus, look at me, not just a teacher. Look at me as someone na who can bring you, who can tell you exactly anong entrance to heaven. Yun ang permanent home ko, Nicodemus. No one has ascended. Walang makakapunta sa heaven except me who descended from heaven. And anyone who is in me ay makakapunta sa heaven. Wala tayong ability to come to God. That's why God came to us, dwelt among us, to bring us to the kingdom. Paano ang Diyos can transform us without compromising justice and holiness ng Diyos? Look at verse 14 and 15. Jesus now gives ng basis how God can cleanse us and transform us. How God can remove yung sin na yun sa atin. How God can give us ng eternal life while satisfying ang justice and holiness ng Diyos. Jesus used another Old Testament figure na alam ni Nicodemus. Even the Son of Man is a Daniel 7. Alam ni Nicodemus. And verse 14 to 15 sabi ron, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. Ang story ni Moses lifting up ng serpent ay nasa book ng Numbers chapter 21, 4 to 9. Hindi ko na po babasahin. Ito po ay incident sa wilderness experience ng Israel nung sila'y inalis ng Diyos sa bondage ng Egypt. And when they turn against Moses and God. Mga tao na to. They were complaining kay Moses. Look at verse 5 ng chapter 21. Sabi ron, nagko-complain sila sa Panginoon kay Moses. Sabi niya, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness where there's no food and no water and we loathe this worthless food? Loathe means we hate this worthless food na binibigay mo, Panginoon. That's blasphemy. Ito ang food na nagsusustain sa kanila throughout that journey. And sabi nila, worthless yung binibigay mo. We hate that. We hate. The basic sin ng tao, sabi sa Romans 1:21, is not to give thanks to God, to honor God as God. They did that. So verse 6, ang ginawa ng Panginoon sa Numbers 21? Sent a fiery serpent. Tinuklaw yung mga tao. The people, many of people ng Israel died. Verse 7, pumunta ang mga tao kay Moses. Moses, help us. We repent na intindihan namin na kami nagkasala against God. They plead to Moses, please, pray to God na alisin niya ang serpent. Interestingly, anong ginawa ng Panginoon? Sabi ni God kay Moses, okay, Moses, para maligtas sila sa death,
gumawa ka ng bronze na snake and put it on a pole, and everyone who is beaten, pag tumingin sila sa bronze serpent, they will live. Mabubuhay sila. Ginamit ni Jesus ang story na to. Sabi niya, the same way, the Son of Man, Jesus, was lifted up. John used tong, sa context na to, yung lifted up as crucifixion. So, ang serpent sa Old Testament was lifted up, picture ng wrath and judgment sa sin ng tao, and anyone who looks the serpent na will live. Sabi ni Jesus, just as Moses lifted up, so as the Son of Man. Kapag na-crucify ako, anyone who look sa akin will have eternal life. Yan yung sinabi ni Paul sa 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, God made Him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Dahil sa substitutionary death ni Christ, ang ating sin ay na-remove sa atin. He took our sin away. He satisfied ang wrath ng Diyos, ang justice ng Diyos. His resurrection po guarantees na ang sacrifice ni Jesus is acceptable, pleasing sa Diyos. Anyone can be saved. Anyone can look. Anyone can experience assurance of salvation because of Jesus. Mga kapatid kay Kristo, this is your God. He came to die for you. He came to provide what is necessary for you to enter heaven. He cleansed you. He washed you by His blood so that you can be His people and He will be your God. Maaring sa journey ng life na to, you may struggle sa iyong doubt. There will be seasons sa life mo you will struggle sa sin. You will struggle fighting sin and guilt. Naki-question mo na, ba't ako ganito? Let me encourage you, kapatid. Keep looking to Christ. Keep looking sa cross. Ang cross ang nagligtas sa'yo, and even sa rest ng earthly life mo, ang cross ang confidence and assurance mo. Whenever you struggle, na parang hindi ka na sure, remember, even from the beginning, it's not you who save yourself. It's Christ. Always look to Christ. We need to refresh yung truth na yun, yung gospel truth. To fuel our worship. To fuel yung ating whatever we do dito sa church. Whenever you sing, Amazing Grace, I was blind but now see. I was lost but now found. It's more meaningful sa'yo. When you refresh those truths sa sarili mo. Yung mga kinanta natin, what grace ang ginawa ng Diyos. Refresh that truth sa ating mga Kristiyano. This is what we do sa weekly gathering natin dito. This is the purpose. We want to encourage one another. We want to push one another. Persevere. Look sa cross. There's no other hope. When you stand before God, there's nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to the cross, I cling. Meron sa inyo dito, just like Nicodemus. Still in the dark and lost, still trying to work your best effort to be right with God, pero wala kang tunay na relationship kay Kristo. Listen to the word of Jesus. You need a radical transformation. Ang reality ng buhay mo, as the Bible says, ay you are dead before God. There's no any works that you can offer to God on your own. When this earthly life ay natapos, you will see eternal death. That's what the Bible says. But right now, this is a grace ng Diyos sa'yo. You are hearing this message. You are re-hearing tong hope na binibigay ng Diyos sa'yo. You can be a Christian now. You can experience salvation now. Anong gagawin ko? Look to Christ. Looking, believing sa finished work ni Christ. Believing na you cannot do anything to be right with God or to enter heaven on your own. Believe na ang only hope mo is what Christ has done for you. Look to Christ. Don't look to yourself as your own Savior. Look to Christ. Ang greatest need ng life mo is beyond you. Look to someone who can do that sa'yo. Look to Him and you will live. I plead sa'yo today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Him that you may have eternal life. Maybe you're just like the people, matanda na ako. No. Today can be the day of your salvation. Just like Nicodemus, it's never too late to come to Christ. He will never cast you away. Walang sino mang lumapit kay Christ na tinaboy ni Christ. Just like Nicodemus. Hindi na natin narinig si Nicodemus dito sa chapter na to. Pero makikita nyo sa chapter 7. He tried to defend Jesus even sa among group ng Sanhedrin. And in chapter 19, makikita nyo, he's a rich man. Nagbigay siya ng mga spices sa burial ni Jesus. He went publicly following Christ. There's hope. There's hope even for Nicodemus. After all those years, there's hope. There's hope sa'yo. Look to Christ. Today is the day of your salvation. Stop trying to earn your way to heaven. Look to Christ that you may have life. Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. Apart from Christ, Panginoon, there is no heaven, no salvation, no life. Thank you sa glorious truth ng salvation. Thank you for opening our blind eyes so that we can look and see the beauty of the cross and see the darkness ng aming sin. It's all you, O God. May we continue to look Christ as our hope and confidence and assurance sa araw-araw. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.